on the bell, 'cause he is the good news.
Not necessarily the news, brought to you by the 9-volt battery. Really? I don't even know why you're a thing. The 9-volt battery.
Because it goes in the smoke alarm. That is the only thing.
And why are there no B batteries? I've wondered that for the longest time. There's A. Well, there used to be A. There's double A.
There's A, double A. Or no, there's no A. There is double A,
there's
triple A.
They tripled up on the A's and they just skipped the B altogether.
We got C and D.
Man, I'm telling you, B battery. It's going to be a thing. I'm going to start it up. Anyway, not necessarily the news. Let's wish the best for a 65-year-old man from Ohio. He's recovering after a very long karaoke session. You much into karaoke there, Marley?
I think it's a lot of fun. Yeah. People don't like it when I do it.
Okay, well, that's even more fun.
Unless, I have a go-to song.
Unless it goes for 7 straight hours, which is what this gentleman was doing.
Did he sing Tiny Dancer for 7 hours?
He must have sang every song for 7 straight hours. He started experiencing shortness of breath, sharp pains in the left side of his back. He went to the hospital after he could no longer hit high notes. The doctors examined him and said, "You are suffering from a collapsed lung."
From singing.
From singing karaoke for 7 straight hours.
Wow.
Doctors saying he is expected to make a full recovery. The audience, on the other hand, this is why we can't have nice things. This almost made that segment at 8:35. Yeah. A man was arrested at a Nashville Walmart. He was caught on security cameras and then promptly seen stuffing down his pants. Brisket, sliced beef brisket, and 2 propane bottles.
Oh, so it wasn't cooked yet. It was like...
No, but he had plans, obviously.
Yeah.
He was going to grill
out.
Yeah, as they were trying to take him to jail, he resisted arrest and was tased, which is kind of scary with propane bottles.
Yeah.
All right, and then finally, for not necessarily the news, I don't know where this came from. I don't know where this aired. I don't know if it was a weird thing that MTV or CNN was doing.
Uh-huh.
It's not about politics, but you need to hear this. Pop singer, or whatever you want to call her, Cardi B, interviewing Bernie Sanders about minimum wage.
Oh.
I saw that title. That's all I needed, and I have the audio.
What are we going to do about wages in America?
Good.
Like, for example, like me as a New Yorker, not now, but...
Yeah.
You know,
literally.
When I was not famous, I just felt like no matter how many jobs I get, I wasn't able to get to make ends meet. Like, I wasn't able to pay my rent, get transportation, and eat.
That is an excellent and important question.
I don't know what he answered. We're going to do a ballot. Do you think, what's the over-under on Bernie Sanders knowing who the heck Cardi B even is?
I would say big odds that he doesn't. I'll take that bet.
So I got a question. I don't even know who you are. Who is Cardi B? Is that your last name? You obviously need help with economics because you need more clothes on. When were you going to take me to Shoney's? I was promised an all-day buffet. Come here. All right, that's not necessarily the news. Cardi B, I'll show you. Bird.
Waking up with you, West Oplex. It's KB and Marley, 92.1 Hank FM.
I mean, really.